The Traveler's Journal, the 15th of June, where honeymooners croon a tune by the light of the silvery moon. Apparently, waterfalls have a strange magnetism for lovers and the recently married. For nearly two centuries, this romantic power has attracted newlyweds to Niagara Falls, the self-proclaimed honeymoon capital of the world. Even in these days where it's easy to jet off to the Caribbean, Niagara Falls still provides many thousands of newly minted couples exactly what they came for. Those in need of a pain-free, cost-conscious ceremony, or well-worn couples looking to renew their commitments, can recite their vows at a Niagara wedding chapel and then stroll several blocks, serenaded by the roar of the falls. The raw power of Niagara's rushing rapids and magnificent cataract remain the main attraction. Honeymooners can take a maiden voyage into the misty falls, descend into the cave of the winds, or soar over ominous whirlpools on a gossamer gondola. All apt activities for the newly married. They can test their luck at a game of chance, or dance by candlelight in a revolving restaurant with an exquisite view of the falls. Other entertainment opportunities abound on both the American and Canadian side of the falls. Perhaps a bike ride along the Niagara Parkway, a visit to a butterfly conservatory, a history lesson at Fort Niagara, or a tour of a scenic lighthouse will be the spark to kindle passion's flames. The nearby Shaw Festival is North America's second largest theater company. This summer's schedule offers 8 plays and repertoire. What wedded bliss can still be found at Niagara Falls and Niagara on the Lake? For contact details, visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.